Gerber, do I look different? Different haircut type thing? I look different? Okay, fine. I have an Kiva, that was just for you. Even Hillel doesn't get it.
Not yet.
Well, because your twin brother is unbelievably nosy. Okay. Okay, so they say, so we're on page Yud Ches. Alagoin, Akadosh, Baruch Ber, Zatzal. Okay, so he had a Regishus Yisir in Yoni Kedusha. He wanted to go into a cheder. I'm not even translating it. He wanted to go into a cheder to walk from one room to the other in the house. And there was a girl there who, honestly, she was young and she was tzanua. But still, he wouldn't move, right? Until everyone in his house is like, why is the Rebbe of Baruch Ber not moving? And they realize, oh, it's because there's a girl in that room, so they asked her to move. Another time at a chasna in Vilna, he saw that Nashim were there, and they were tzanua. However, his eyes, he wasn't looking. He completely looked at the other way. Rav Elchanan Wasserman, okay, Sigal Atzmo Hergel Aleches Tamei Barosh Murchan. It's all within the Dalaramos. They also, a lot of Gedolim, there was this whole Indian where they literally would not look up. Rav Ruven Dov Dessler, which was Rav Eliyahu Dessler's father, okay, who was a huge Talmud of the Saba Mekelm. So the Salva Mekelm was Simcha Zissel Mekelm, okay? Or Simcha Zissel Broid, and eventually it was just Mekelm. That the entire, it was Shaykh, and he also, he financially supported it. He financially supported Kelm. He was able to make a lot of money until World War I when he lost a lot of money. Okay? And you can learn more about that. He said the entire Talmud Torah was Shaykh just in Kelm, just for that person, just for having the Saba Mekelm, that he would never look around. And also the Gona Tzadikar of Rav Elia Lopian, when he would walk, he wouldn't move his head to the right or to the left, rather straight in front of him. Remember, when we speak about the Balei Musar, we're talking about the Navy SEALs, the Green Berets, Lahavdil, of Avodas Hashem, okay? Rav Shimon Shkab, right? Eventually ends up in YU. And any time, so he's looking down, any time that he saw a shadow cross him, he would pause and wait for the shadow to keep going, shema that it was a woman in front of him. Okay, Al HaMashkiach Rabbi Ruchim, I'll just tell you the story outside. Remember the stories with Rabbi Ruchim, I said we're going to always be very intense, okay? So there was a bunch of bachrim in the yeshiva that they on Shabbos, they were hocking around for much longer by the Shabbos meal, and they were going to be late to Seder. And as they're walking, they see Rabbi Ruchim's crossing the street, and like that's the last thing you want in the world is to show up late to Seder, to bump into Lahavi Avi Avdol is like the principal, right? But this is Rabbi Ruchim. It will be a spiritual end, right? And you will be torn to shreds. Okay, but. And so all the younger Bachim are losing their minds. And the older Bachim says, shh, shh, it's okay, I got this. And he says, we'll just cross right in front of him. And they're like, are you out of your mind? We need to go all around? He said, we'll be later if we do that. Trust me. We could just walk right in front of him. And they walk right in front of him, and nothing happens. And they're like, how did you know? He said, because Rabbi Ruchim does not know what's in front of him. He does not look up. They're able to use Rabbi Ruchim's unbelievable stark midos against him. Nah, it's not against him, Chas v'Shalom. But you understand, The positivity that you wouldn't cross the beam of the laser was so, you know, was 100%. That the one place you wouldn't walk, no, with 100% certainty, Rabbi Ruchim won't even notice that we're walking right in front of him. Okay. The Saba Mekelm, which was Simcha Zissel, literally, it's known he would not move a muscle, unless it was cheshboned out. Okay? So he would never look to the right or to the left. Okay? He was Koveya. Always that I think eventually his doctors actually were upset with him because he has to move his eyes. He wasn't able to. It was hard for him to move to the right and to the left because he was constantly only looking forward. Meaning, you know, when you do this, that means whatever's in front of you is not what you're focusing on. So he would turn his whole head. His eyes wouldn't even go like that. Chevra, you understand when I say that these stories are to take us 1-3% for our own avodas Hashem. That's what I mean. I mean, the doctor told him you have to use the your eye muscles are not even going all the way to the side. Right? And he was losing that. Kelm is the Spitz of the Spitz. The Baal Sheol HaMeshiv, Rav Mordechai Bennett, and the Chasam Sofer, constantly their eyes were down. Maram Shik, Maram Shik didn't recognize the outside of his house. And finally, we're gonna stop this last one by the girl. This is famous. When I was in Reshit, this would be the refrain in Reshit. This was like one of our banners. That the Vilna Gaon, when he was 13, before he would walk out into the streets, and I still remember it, it's Rav Chaim's older brother of Eli, be like, what was out there? The babushkas. That's where I got the line from. Right, what was out there? The babushkas in Vilna. When he was 13, he wouldn't go out unless he read 13 times Perek Beis, which is Midas Zihiros, of being careful, in Mesilas Yesharim. Okay? That was before he would go out into the Rechov. He would open up Mesilas Yesharim, and 13 times he would do Perek Beis, just so that he had Zihiros in walking around the street. How many times do you think he did it before he went on his phone? Okay, Kevin.